Hey guys, how you doing? This is Andrew, and I just want to welcome you guys into my crazy life and how I got through it. I thank you guys for tuning into the show, and I thank you guys for the continued support and for you continuing to listen to the show and support the show. Thank you guys for all the downloads. I see the downloads from all over the world, actually. And like I say, man, again, this show is I record this show in a small town, in rural Mississippi, man, and I really appreciate you guys listening. Today I want to talk about something that's very important, especially if you're dealing with some type of mental health disorder, and if you're seeing a provider, not only to get to have counseling services, but you're seeing a provider for medication assisted services and therapy as well, is very important. As a person who takes medication for the behaviors, well, I wouldn't say behaviors, but before the disorders that I have, I wouldn't tell anyone anything negative about medication assisted therapy, because it is something that has changed my life, and I know that it's something that changes the lives of people who actually deal with that, who deal with taking some type of medicine for some of the things that they have, going on. And I just want to talk about, you know, how do psychotropics work? And I also want to talk about psychedelic treatment that is available for a person that may be seeking medication assisted therapy. So today is a great time to talk about that, and today is a great time to highlight some of these things. So let's get into the show. Today's show is psychotropic versus psychedelic treatment for mental health disorders, and it's not you know, which one is better. I just want to highlight that there are other alternatives out there if you don't want to see a provider for psychotropic medication. There are other alternatives out there, and there are other things that help people who are dealing with mental health disorders. And so you might say the biggest thing is marijuana. Does marijuana help with your mood and your mental health disorders? I believe that it can. So we'll talk about some of these things right now. So psychotropic drugs are medications that alter moods, perception, and behaviors. Psychotropic drugs. And they can be used in combination with psychotherapy, and psychotropic drugs can be powerful tools in managing conditions such as borderline personality disorder, anxiety, bipolar disorder, depression, and things as such as schizophrenia. And I'm going to add post-traumatic stress disorder in there as well, because that is one of the things that I have dealt with, and that is one of the things that I take a psychotropic drug for. So about 20% of respondents report taking some type of psychotropic drug in 2020 alone. 20%. And then it says, never take a psychotropic drug without a prescription. So how do these drugs work? Psychotropic drugs can help control systems of mental health illness, such as mood swings, explosive anger, hallucinations, delusions, and other issues that can interfere with therapy. So I am prescribed a psychotropic drug in order to help me deal with some of the things that may be going on with me. And again, as a person who takes a psychotropic drug, it's very important that if you are on a psychotropic drug, it's very important that you continue to take your medication. Even when you're feeling better, it's very important that you continue to take your medication. Why? Because I may be feeling better, but it can, you know, and better in response to therapy, but it can be the medication that's helping me feel better as well. So I need to make sure that I'm taking my medication. And psychotropic drugs, they actually help keep your mood and keep everything in balance. And they actually help you to deal with some of the things that you may be dealing with. And this is so you can focus on developing skills to cope and better manage your mental health. Let me say that one more time. So you can focus on developing skills to cope and better manage your mental health. So we're going to talk about some ways that these drugs work, and we're going to talk about some types of psychotropics, and then I'll get into the psychedelics. So there are the way that these medications work. They help to reduce signals that your brain may be outputting when you're dealing with these type of disorders. The human brain is so amazing. And we're only tapping into so little of the brain's function when we're dealing with everyday lives. So it's something to say about the human mind and the human brain and the way that it works, the way that it is tailored together. There's so little that we actually use of it each day. So again, these drugs help control mood, they help control concentration, they help control perception, and other aspects of the brain's functions. And they target specific cells within the brain. So when we're looking at these psychotropics, they help target certain things within our brain. The National Institute of Mental Health found that patients with depression who were prescribed a psychotropic drug showed more progress in 2 months than those who went without treatment showed in their entire lives. So, again, the medication does make a difference in some of the things that may be happening with us. The medication does make a difference, and I'm here to let you know from personal experiences. You may think that you're doing fine. You may think that you're doing fine, but the medication is what's helping you to deal with some of the things that you have been dealing with. So again, if anybody's out there who's listening to me, who's taking any type of medication and who has been prescribed anything, you just cannot get off of your medication and think that you can function normally. Because again, the medication, it is what is helping you to function in a relatively normal way. So different types of psychotropic medication. So depending on your mental health condition and symptoms, a doctor may prescribe you one of the following psychotropics. So there are antidepressants, anxiolytics, hypnotics, mood stabilizers, and there are also antipsychotics. So they are antidepressants, antipsychotics, anxiolytics, hypnotics, and mood stabilizers. There are five types of psychotropic drugs. Antidepressants and how they work. They are, you have an SSRI, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You have an SNRI, which is a serotonin and norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. You have tricyclic antidepressants. You have monoamine oxidase inhibitors, and you have atypical antidepressants. And antipsychotics, these can be prescribed to treat psychosis, and they're atypical and typical. Atypical psychotics were introduced in the 90s, and they have an alternative to first generation typical antipsychotics, and they carry a lower risk of side effects. And but a healthcare provider might prescribe typical antipsychotics if atypical antipsychotics don't work. The anxiolytics, they're designed to treat and prevent a type of anxiety, and these can be addictive. So they're generally prescribed for short periods of time, and some of these are benzodiazepines, and they work with GABA levels in the brain, and they help control and help you sleep. Non-benzodiazepines, such as Ambien, they're chemically different, but they also boost GABA. And these can be prescribed to treat anxiety. And they're hypnotics, and these drugs may induce lengthened sleep when they're used. And these drugs can be prescribed to treat a person who may have anxiety, who may have a lack of sleep and something that may be going on with them. And there are also mood stabilizers, and these are typically used to treat bipolar disorders, schizoaffective disorders, and borderline personality disorder and depression. And these drugs, they target chemical imbalances to control extreme mood swings. So it's very important, again, guys. There, I know there was a lot that was covered, but it's very important, if you are prescribed medication, it's very important that you are taking medication. As I said, there are a lot of different types of medications out here, and there are a lot of different types of things that that people may be dealing with. On a psychotropic, you may be prescribed more than one type of medication, depending on what type of problems or issues that you may be dealing with. So it's very important that you are taking the medication. It's very important that you are relying on those particular types of medications, because if you are prescribed the medication, you may just need it. And it's very important that you take it. So now I want to talk about psychedelic medication and what you may be dealing with when you are taking a type of psychedelic medication. So a psychoactive drug or psychedelic medication, and psychoactive drugs are drugs that affect the brain in any way, and these drugs can lead to changes in a person's mental state, but these drugs don't necessarily get them high. Some sources define a psychoactive as anything that crosses the blood-brain barrier, including caffeine, nicotine, and many other mild types of psychoactive drugs. And these don't necessarily induce notable changes to a person's mental state, although they can. So the World Health Organization says about 270 million people, or 5.5% use 5.5% of the world's population use a psychoactive drug in 2021. So that's that is a very huge number. And some of the things that were going on in 2021, we were still dealing with the pandemic, and we still had some of the things that were happening out in our communities. So it was a lot of things that were happening. So, you know, that's just one of the things that people may have used to cope with some of the things that were going on with them. And so the cultural arc of psychedelic drugs has been broad over the last 5 to 7 decades, and some of the drugs that are used to treat a person psychedelically are seen as potentially promising treatment for disorders such as trauma, depression, anxiety, and addiction. And the promise gave way to panic during the 1960s, when a lot of these drugs were used in counterculture. So a lot of people may feel some type of way about psychedelic drugs because of how they were used in the past. So let's talk about some of the drugs that may be used psychedelic. So psychedelic substances have followed a unique trajectory for the last 60 or 70 years, and they are most commonly regarded as drugs of abuse. And these drugs can include LSD, MDMA. And that's ecstasy, and psilocybin. However, there is a growing interest in research and examining their potential as medical therapy for conditions such as depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And this has led the FDA to expedite development in a review of psilocybin as a potential pharmacologic therapy for treatment of resistant depression, as well as the approval for esketamine for treatment-resistant depression in conjunction with oral depressant use. So psychedelic use remains illegal at the federal level. However, many states and local jurisdictions are moving toward decriminalization and the legalization of these substances. So these substances can be illegal in many areas, right? However, the FDA is monitoring some of the things that may happen with psychedelic treatment, and honestly looking at it, because there are other alternatives out here that a person may use instead of using psychotropics, because psychotropics, some of them can be harsh, and a lot of them do have side effects. And it says much of the available data regarding therapeutic use of psychedelics for mental health disorders remains on the introductory level. However, momentum is building with the potential to offer unique treatments for many complex mental health disorders. So there is work that is being done, and research that is being done. And I'm a person, I'm a guy who loves research, and I love looking at information, and I wanted to bring this information to light, because I was having a conversation and I really thought that this was something interesting, because I don't think that there's enough talk about some of the things that can happen, and mental health just it interests me to the point of I love studying and I love research of what's going on, because again I want to be in the know, and I want to know things that can actually help people. So some of the psychedelics that are being looked at is esketamine, and this is Spravato, and it's the only FDA approved psychedelic treatment. It's a nasal spray, and it's indicated for the use in adults with treatment resistant depression or major depression with suicidal ideations. Ketamine is being used off label as an infusion for treatment resistant major depression and suicidal ideation based on preliminary evidence of efficacy, and that's just a fancy way of saying that more research has to be done, more tests have to be ran in order to see if this drug actually works. And there's several other psychedelics, psilocybin, MDMA, DMT, and they're currently in active clinical trials for psychiatric disorders, and this includes PTSD, major depression, and treatment-resistant depression. And the legal landscape is changing, with more U.S. municipalities proposing legislation to decriminalize and legalize psychedelics for medical and recreational use. And again, going back to the top of the show when we were actually talking about using marijuana as a source to cope with some of the things that were actually that could actually help depression, and that can help help PTSD, and that can help other things such as anxiety and things as that. I think that is very much needed, you know, in order to look at ways of treating people and ways of helping people. And more recently, interest in psychedelics as medical therapy has once again become prominent in the public consciousness, and the potential impact is being evaluated in numerous clinical trials for conditions such as PTSD, drug dependency, depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. And the FDA has responded to the increased scientific interest in psychedelics by granting breakthrough therapy designation and psilocybin therapy for treatment resistant depression. And this actually happened in 2018, and major depressive disorder in 2019. And the status to expedite the drug development and review for serious conditions if preliminary clinical evidence meets the criteria of substantial improvement over available therapies. So with that being said, people are seeking treatment. There are a lot of people that can be affected by some of this treatment. And again, this wasn't saying which type of drug is better. I'm just saying that there are alternative treatments out there. And I think, you know, if you are dealing with a mental health disorder, that You have every right to seek therapy. You have every right to seek treatment, and you have every right to be treated by something that can actually help and something that will actually promote wellness and general well-being in a person. And I really believe that. And again, if you are dealing with some type of mental health disorder, please reach out to someone. There is someone who is available to help you, and there is someone who is looking to help, and someone who is looking to give you the things that you need. This profession has changed my life, and this profession has changed the way that I see things, the way that I move, and the way that I operate. And I really hope that my hope is for people who are dealing with some type of mental health disorder, and people who are dealing with everyday life. And if you need help, it's okay to seek help. It's okay to allow someone the right or the to allow someone in your personal space to help you. I hope that this information is interesting. I hope that this information helps someone, and I hope that someone benefits from it. So this is Andrew, and this is My Crazy Life and How I Got Through It, and I just want to thank you guys for listening to the show.